pam pam pam. It's okay. Okay. We start, you know, 10 seconds from now. Okay?
This is a global independent streaming server formed by several servers, self-gestionated servers maintained by normal people in normal machines. And the idea is to have a platform that allows communication non-censored and horizontal from everywhere. And there are several collectives working on it. Dynabolic, GoToTen, R23, it used to be Rireta Group, to people from many places. Alejo, by example, uses very much the network too and tries to give it a new layer of like reality. As it was to stream the Frisol Festival, organizing, meeting with all these groups to create a really stable and accessible streaming platform. And the idea is to give a amount point to everybody and to be able... I remember I speak with you, Alexei, about this. Because we were saying that it was kind of sad that we were preparing so many tools and people wasn't using them. And what I think is we should we should be prepared for the moment people start using the technology in a much often that is now. And our servers are experimental and maybe are not ready for normal use yet, but actually people is not ready either. So I think we will create several layers of tools and platforms until we find a way of making really accessible internet, streaming, communication, speech producing to everybody, but we are like now in the first stages, I think. Even the technical part is not the most problematic for me, as I see it, but the human part and the resources one.
How long does the conference go for?
What is this? Why are you giving this to me? I'm getting confused.
It's good to meet people.
What is Alexei? How cool.
Well, I have to promote my stuff as well.
And, well, that's Giz. It started from Al-Juarizmi, and it's growing more and more. And it consists of several servers joined by through configuration of them and several different streaming agents around the world that create maybe some ephemeral situations and then more stable ones like radio channels. And well, what else about Giz? Pedro, what do you think?
We have Pedro who wanted to comment something about Giz here.
Hola, buenas noches. Para mí el Giz me excita mucho porque es la primera realmente es hacer una infraestructura para el futuro, en el sentido que es integralmente de software libre. Y ese, todo el desarrollo que hacemos aquí, todas las cosas que estamos poniendo a punto, o sea que entre todos, ahí todos los técnicos, la gente ahí haciendo cosas, todo este esfuerzo común va hacia para todo el mundo. Nadie puede cogerlo para ahí mismo. Y entonces, en ese sentido, para mí el esfuerzo que estamos haciendo nos sirve a todos y nos sirve para fabricar una infraestructura de comunicación popular que nos puede llevar hacia el futuro y que hacia un futuro en lo cual el petróleo sale muy caro. Yo creo que tenemos que ya ir pensando que los precios de los vuelos van a encarecerse porque el petróleo va reduciendo y que la facilidad, rapidez y lo barato que ha sido el transporte estos últimos orgías petroquímicos vaya cambiando. Entonces es radicalmente importante que vamos desarrollando tácticas y tecnologías que nos permiten de guardar contacto y de guardar y relación entre nosotros a través de la tierra. Yo lo veo ahí en el sentido del futuro y es en este sentido muy importante que esta infraestructura pertenece a la tierra, a todo el mundo en la tierra. En lo que concierne a este evento particularmente que ha hecho GIS aquí en Hangar, lo que me ha excitado mucho ha sido la colaboración entre Terrenoica y GIS, porque para mí es un, y aquí ahora con Streamtime, porque para mí realmente ese es el futuro. Ahora realmente lo que nos conectamos entre la gente técnicamente montando las cosas, montando las redes, cuidando las redes, y la gente haciendo cosas a nivel producción audiovisual, cuidando las luces, las cámaras, queriendo hacer un cosa juntos. Para mí es un paso enorme que hemos hecho en esta sesión aquí todos juntos, y para mí eso pinta muy bien para el futuro. Hemos tenido ahí las streams entrantes y ha sido muy excitante para mí de conectar en todos los diferentes niveles de medios, juntándolo todo. Y nada, que lo he disfrutado mucho y seguimos. Hay unos desarrollos técnicos importantes a anunciar. Uno que es sería la creación automática de un mount point. Eso quiere decir que tú, cualquier persona puede crear un mount point, o sea, una conexión para poder emitir en GIS sin hablar con nadie, simplemente de ir y crear un mount point. Y creemos también que esto hará que GIS devine un infraestructura de comunicación aún más abierto y aún más útil. Y yo creo que ya está.
Hola, Pedro.
Ven.
I think you said some very important words, and that's why I think it's maybe good to say it a little bit short in English as well. What is the essence and the meaning of GIS? What is GIS to start with?
GIS is it's like a play on the geographical information services, but it's got an extra S, and it actually stands for Global Internet Streaming Services. I'm not sure who kind of, I think it was Yves who thought up the name. I'm not quite sure of that. I think it's Yves de Goyon who invented the name, with his usual sense of humor. And
credits.
Credits.
Air miles.
Credits where credits are due, you know, because Yves...
But what's the use of this ring of streaming servers?
Well, exactly what the name says, because it's a global internet streaming service or structure or infrastructure that can permit anybody, made with completely with free software, so belonging to the whole world, belonging to everybody. The work we are putting in now into development serves for the whole world and serves for the future, including during the coming petrochemical crisis, when we're going to be much more difficult to see each other normally.
And now it's there. Nobody knows yet, but we have this ring of free, accessible, open source streaming service. And nobody knows yet.
There's a concept very important in the development of GIS, which is an idea developed by Chaser, which is the idea of empathic networks.
Another point of credit, but I want to know, is it something that is not known publicly?
It depends what you mean by public. I'd like to. The idea is empathic network. Empathy means a good feeling entre people, and network. Well, you know what network? I think this is a way that we have of working that is like more based on not. It's not based on money networks. So it's based.
Let me put it this way. Does the CIA know already?
I don't know what exactly is the full public knowledge, but. I have very much confidence as we build with empathic network. I have confidence that this will protect us and structure us and give a good growth, that give the appropriate growth and development rate.
So you are a builder, right? You try to develop and build something for real.
I believe in the artistic and social possibilities of what's happening with this stuff. I'm just one like Luis. Always says hormiguita, a little ant, in that thing. So, but I believe very strongly in the artistic and social necessities and possibilities that can develop from this medium we are developing. For me, that's why it was important that Streamtime could be coming and be here, because I think the other, for me, Streamtime is developing very much in this sense, and one of the pioneering groups in developing this weave, mix, organic, here, there, in between space.
I'm sure you just raised another $10,000 for Streamtime, which is suffering from serious bankruptcy. But if you go to the website streamtime.org and you feel you should do something about it, go to the right corner and find how to donate, because we need your money to do some real shit to fight the real power of the Bill Gates and the George Bush and the Aznars and the Zapateros and the Camiseros and the Pateras and the...
We're not fighting Pateras.
No, but we have to end slavery.
We have to end slavery, yeah.
Okay. So what about Fadiat next year to wind up this... I know you're in a hurry.
No, I don't know. I'm not actually... I'm just a contributing module to Fadiat, so I can't speak. It's an assembly-run program, so everyone is bringing modules in, so I'm not sure at all what the next will bring. What I do know is that GIS will continue involved in various events on a national and international level. And so everybody stay tuned soon to the GIS channel, which is gis.hackitecture.net. You can go in hackitecture.net and stay tuned. Yo, I'm out of here.
Through fadayat06.net you can find all the sources, and for Iraqi sources you can just go to streamtime.org and you find all the ways out. And we cross the lines and we meet in space, in cyberspace, in the tea house, in the deserts. And we listen to some music, and then I think it's about time to wind up this part of Fadiat and the presentation of Streamtime right here. So play some music, Ella, and then we wind up, right?
One public announcement. Un anuncio público. Tenemos que estar fuera de aquí a las 10 y vamos todos aquí al lado a 2 minutos para cenar en el Caribe, y iremos saliendo en 10 minutos por ahí. Yo. The wilderness.
Billy the Kid, this is a nice band from France, actually. I met a French guy who hates France, but this is then for him. It's about time to finish this presentation of Streamtime in Barcelona at Fadeat. As you heard Pedro say that we don't know about Fadeat next year. Many people have been involved and we will try to mention them all. But before we finish, I just received today a poem by an African poet, and I think it will be nice to read that together with the brother next to me. It's actually written by Oluwatoyin Ade Odutola. Is that how you would pronounce it, more or less?
Yes, I guess it's a fair approximation.
Okay, where is it from, you think?
I don't know where it's came from.
But what kind of name is this? Oluwatoyin, do you know?
No. It must be, if he writes in English, he must be from an English ex-colony, probably from Nigeria.
You know about African resistance, eh? So I can ask you.
Well, not much. I was in Mali. Okay. I know about Mali resistance and some of African groups that were in the World Social Forum at that time, this okay. year, January 2006.
So this poet might be from Nigeria, but what matters is, of course, the poem.
And it's quite cyber politic, eh? Yeah. Cyber oriented.
Don't. Let's just read it.
What's the title?
To all those who sit in front of screens.
Let's form a new nation connected with words and chords. Though our words so far apart, emotions emerge still on little screens, creating endless imaginations for those born on those free.
We all were born free, but in chains we are made to sail, setting off in trains of hate that shops for those like us and chopping off limbs of those not like us.
We can form a new nation that may stop the chaos formed by politicians whose stations are built on visions of lies.
Watch what happens when truths arise and stations long built on lies wither without words to ascribe. In case the nation dies while I'm away, do not erect a headstone with words that flow.
Seek for signs to represent the endless blood that flowed.
And representatives who exchanged blows instead
of lies.
Files, flies, lies, cries. Thank you, Oluwatoyin Ade Odutola. And thank you. Let's do a round of thank you. Anybody you want to thank?
Well, I thank everybody who is here and who made it possible. And of course, all these people who has no words, who cannot speak, all these people that we cannot hear because their voice are, I don't know, down pushed by power, bigger powers.
Well, we had the power this evening. Thank you for that. Thank you for joining. We do names? Do we do names? Eleonora. Tati, we want to do names?
We want to thank Cecile. Maybe,
yeah, we want to say hello to Cecile, who is in Italy recovering, and it's a pity that she was not really with us, but Jaramil wasn't really with us. I think Federico was a little bit with us. That's Bessam, who was not with us, but we heard him, and Raed was with us, of course. So that's the Streamtime bit we'd like to thank here. Round of applause, thank you. And then, of course, we'd like to thank the bus drivers who brought us here. I also want to say thank you for the free coffee and the free meals.
Free coffee, free beers, free software. And I want to thank you...
Yeah, that's okay.
I want to thank you, all the developers. And why don't you shut down that one? I want to thank you, all the developers and all the people that is working, testing and having hard times developing these platforms. Not just the coders that are with us today, but all the users that help to, like, trying hard to develop these new tools, because the master's tools never dismantle the master's house.
Okay, another round of applause.
people are really jumping here. What we maybe should just do to finish off next year, Variat 07 in an unknown location that will be later announced. We will not be in a concrete hall like this. We have decided that it will be on water. We will stream on water, preferably a river. It will be a traveling circus going down whatever river you like. I propose the Tigris, of course. But streaming should be for real. So start swimming, and we can make a pool and put some boats and some people to join us, and then have GIS and have, you know, real groovy GPRS systems, and all wired and wireless, and so we stream and we float and we swim on the sea, and all the people are migrating and they are interconnected and have no time to learn swimming. That would be a problem. Well, we talk about that next year. Thank you, everybody. Ciao.